topic is Malacha Makapatish. Yesh Lachkor, what is the nature of the Isra Makapatish? I want to present three understandings. First is that Makapatish is essentially the Gemara of any Malacha. The Gemara in Shabbos Ayin Hei Avei says, Rabbi Zera Amit Abayu, Kol Midid Ispe Gemar Malacha Chayv Shem Makapatish. What's Makapatish? It's the Gemar Malacha. Rashi on Ayin Dalim and Aleph also explains that when you make a chavis, so you're chayiv on Makapatish, when you make a tanur, so he says it might be different. Rashi writes, Ayin Dalim on Beis, so achar shetzarfo v'kivshon utach alav tfeila, she'av, v'chumo mitzkayim, fu gmar malachto, v'aminan l'kaman, kol midi isli gmar malachto chayiv mishu Makapatish. So Rashi actually contrasts making a tanur to making a chavis. The question is there a last stage? If there's a final stage, that's makapadish. So makapadish is the final stage in any malacha. If the final stage is not smeleh, you're potter. But if generally the last stage is not seis biadayim, and that's the gemar malacha. So it seems that any malacha that one finishes would be considered Isra of Makapatish. The Sfas Emes in Shabbos Kuftal and Omveis also assumes this way. He says that when you are mashed in a sefer, the Gemara says you have to write two osirs to be chayv and kosir. But if you are mashed in a sefer, you chayv even one os. So the Sfas Emes learns that the chiyuv is not mishum kosir, mishum makapatish. You did the last letter, so you finish the sefer, you're makapatish, and chayv on the Isra of Makapatish. So for the Sfas Emes, Isra Makapatish is clearly the completion of Malacha. The Mechaz Chinuch also in Bona, Ostalit assumes this way. He says if you put the last brick on the wall, that's both Bona and Makapatish. The Mechaz Chinuch, as he does so, is into these overlapping Malachas. So he thinks that you can have both Mishu Bona and Mishu Makapatish. Even if you don't go that far, this first understanding of Makapatish is the completion of Malacha. Now the problem with this whole Mahalach is that you have to define what a Malacha is. You know, what's a malacha? You're peeling oranges. So you have 10 oranges, you peel the last orange. So that's not malacha. It's clearly mutter to peel the last, you know. Is it one of the other lamed ches malachas? So the Kiyos Yaakov at one point in Shabbos, in Siman Malach, he has that understanding. He says, Kshagomer ezem malacha mishar lamed ches malachas, sha'asak mikodem lachain kigona oreg zeo malacha, kshanota lakashin nimin zeo gomar malacha. Right, the Oreg is you're making the baguette, and when you pull out the last thread, so that's the Gemar Malach of Oreg, and it's Makapatish. V'chein ha'osa kli shubona, the last, you know, hammer blow to make the kli, that would be Makapatish. Well, k'sha'osa eitz davar she'ein bo she'im malacha klal, yishom ez ein choshvin as a Gemar of the Malach as Makapatish. So it can't be that you finish anything else, besides the 38 malachas, you would be chayiv. But then he reneges because he says, according to many Rishonim, ain't been in Mikalim. You can't violate Bono when you make a Kli. And yet, when you finish a Kli, you're Chayv Makapatish. You see, you're doing something, you're creating something, you finish it, you're Chayv Makapatish, even though it's not necessarily connected to one of the other 38 Malachas. You hold ain't been in Mikalim. So that's why he's stuck, and then he has to give a different understanding. But it's a very. The first Mahalach, I think, is the most obvious. Makapatish is the end of quote unquote malacha. The only problem in this mahalach is you have to define what malacha is. You know, if you limit it to the other 38, it'll be fine. The question is that really true? It's not necessarily the case. The second understanding of makapatish is that it's not the end of a malacha, but it's something that happens after the end of a malacha. What does that mean? So the Meiri in Shabbos and Kuftal and Bey is discussing that same case of the Hashlim is the Sefer. Where it says, if you're mashlim a sefer, you want one letter, you're mashlim a sefer, you're chayiv. So Sasevis said, that's a chiyuv of Makapatish. That day is actually brought in the Meiri and rejected. And he writes the following. He says, you can't be Makapatish. They ask you a good question. Yitzchayiv ishu Makapatish. When you write the last oath, it should be Makapatish. K'moshe amru per kalgadol, hayman de shakil v'gomer, chayiv ishu Makapatish. Tirtu, shalonem ar Makapatish, elav emlocha shenishma makula,
he says,
says that what's the Ma'amar Patish? So when the Malacha is already finished, so you already cut out the stone from the quarry. Now all you're missing is that you, the derech was after you cut it out, you knocked it off and it fell to the ground. So if it wasn't totally cut out, that would be part of the Malacha itself. The Malacha is only, Ma'amar Patish only once the other Malacha is totally finished. So with the last letter, you're still in violation of Kosev. The last brick, you're still in violation of Bonet. That's not Makom Patish, that's still Bonet. Makom Patish is after. Right? So he says, it's absurd, he said. If you think that any completion of Malach is Makom Patish, so when you're Kosev, so you both violated Kotzer and Makom Patish. You know, is that really possible that a Malacha, that, you know, every time you're Choresh, it's both? The Mechatzchilach, you know, it's hard to know what the Mechatzchilach would say. He's very, liberal with this overlap. But the Meiri says that Makom Patish is after the Malacha is finished. It's another stage after the Malacha is finished. Similarly, the Miuchas L'Ran and Ein Gimel Ovar Aleph on the Mishnah, the Rav Makom Patish has the same understanding. He quotes the Rebbe Chananel. What's Makom Patish? Pirush Rach. Shala Acher Shinas the Kli. The Kli is finished. Mash Vepana Vehibem Ve Asma Ina Malacha. Shechvei Nas the Kli. Elisha Gomra Malacha. So you made a Kli. Now it's a little bit crooked. So it's already a Kli. It's a usable Kli. But you want to, you know, knock it into shape to make it a little bit more beautiful. Make it a little more, you know, aesthetically pleasing. Something like that. But it's essentially a Kli already. We can lamdu the whole davar shu be'atzmo ina malacha elisha al yado nigmara lechayv al gemar malacha kinofeach bekli zechuchis pav shnia shadei ke nigmara sak malacha hu chayv kinofeach nefiche rishona shehi malacha, meaning the nefiche rishona to make the kli, and then you do a nefiche shnia, you're making glass, you want to smooth it out, so you make it a little bit nicer, so that's Makom Patish. So whereas according to the first understanding, Makom Patish was the Gemara itself, this understanding is that no, Makom Patish has to be after the Gemara. It's another stage, it's done after the Gemara Malacha, so you made the Kli and now you smooth it out. Third understanding of Makom Patish is that Makom Patish is a Malachas Uman. It's an example of a Malachas Uman. If you look at the Rambam in Perek Yud, Halachat HaZayin, the Rambam speaks of Makom Patish as the Av, and then he says any Gemara Malacha is a toldo of Makom Patish. So it's hard to understand, the Gemara Malacha is like a toldo of it? What is that? What exactly is Makom Patish? So the Evan Ezel there develops this Mahalach, and he basically says that Makom Patish is a Malachas Uman. And just Gemara Malacha is a type of Malachas Uman. He writes the following: the time of the milsa, the achar kol malachos hashona hatana, tei malachos nifradim, sheish v'kol achas chashivus malacha, chishivanu od malacha achas, who makom patish painu malachos uman, she makom patish who davar hashayach uman, mecharavin alav v'shabes, the gup avi chashivuso she nikla malacha bishvil ze, it's considered a malacha because it's malachos uman, it's a professional act. There are a lot of rayas that Ben Ezel develops. We're going to discuss some of the nafkminas. If I remember correctly, Rosalie also had this similar mahalach. He wanted to say that the Rambam holds that that Makom Patish is like a malachas uman. The Rambam says Makom Patish haka achas. It doesn't say haka achrona. It sounds like from the Rambam that you can be chayev a Makom Patish any haka. It's not like you complete it. Just Makom Patish haka achas. And the Rambam Pirush Rishnayis actually in Perek Yud Beis Mishalef includes things that don't seem to be Makom Patish like at all. There's a question of Shovet and Medaktik, certain things that might be part of that Riga process. He includes them under Makom Patish. So the basic idea is that Makom Patish is somehow like a Kolel Isser that somehow includes any Malachas Uman, or it might be like a catch all that includes like other Malachas. There are different ways of formulating this. I mean, the Ramban, there's a famous Ramban al Torah about Shabbaton, that a person can avoid all the Torah Malachas and have the business open, you know, because you have an Erev, and Mux is not asim in the Raisa, you know, all these, you know, you don't even need Erev, it's not Rishon the Raisa, you can have a business, you can do business. So Torah doesn't want that. Torah says Shabbos and rest on Shabbos. So it created, you have to have a certain Ophi of the day, and we want to preserve that, and therefore there's a mitzvah to say Shabbos. So it's a similar idea, that the Torah gave 38 malachas. And then the last malacha is to ensure that no malachas uman is violated on Shabbos. So Oh, so okay, that's we're talking about that right now. It's that's the first half of Kamina. What is Makapatish? The Mishnah speaks about Makapatish. It doesn't speak about Gemara Malach. The Gemara in Ayinheim Bey says, Rabbi Vezei, Rami Tarvayo, call me to you speak Gemara Malach, or Chayyushu Makapatish. So what's really the Av? Is it Makapatish, or is it Gemara Malach? Yeah, we had this in other Malachas. You know, a Shochet, the Mishnah says Shochet, and then the Gemara speaks about Nitzil Sashama. So the question was, is any Nitzil Sashama, or is it Afka Shochet? Is there something unique about Shochet? You have this like a couple of Malachas where the Gemara seems to change it from the Mishnah. So the Ibn Ezra will say that really, at least for the Rambam, the Malacha is Makapatish, the Malacha is Uman. Gemara Malacha is just something that is considered a Malacha Uman. The fact that it's done at the end means it has gives it some chashivas, which makes it a Malacha Uman. I agree. I mean, it's not so pashut because sometimes he's doing it at the end, and it's not necessarily a Malacha Uman. But he writes the following. Ibn Ezra writes like this. Ramin and Alabi Gemara, to call midi to ispe Gemara Malacha chayiv shu Makapatish. Behind the midi, the ispe gemar malacha, domi the melechas uman, v'chayev v'shu melechas uman. It's similar somehow to melechas uman. I agree that it's not 100%. It says the kevin having gemar malacha, domi the melechas uman, v'chayev v'lam v'shu melechas v'akapatish. That's his understanding. Obviously, if you don't assume that that's the nature of the malacha, so then you say the opposite. You say really the malacha is gemar malacha. It's not either finishing or after you finish. And Rakhbad is just an example. The Mishnah is giving an example of what would the guy at the end of the Siyas Kli, he would hit it. You know, so you would highlight the Gemara and downplay the Mishnah. So I don't have a clear answer for you, know, for you, but that's how Ibn Ezra understands. Another Nafka Mina, there's a lot of cases in the Gemara that you know, might be Bona, maybe Gemara Malach, maybe Rakhbad, so it's good to go through some of them. The Gemara in Shabbos Kofezim Bey speaks about putting a handle into a hole, right? If your aisle shufta the kufina, so you have a hole, you can't really use it. You put the piece of wood, the handle in it, and now it's a usable hole, a usable shovel, whatever it is. So there's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Is that chayiv yishum bona or is that chayiv yishum makar patish? So there's different ways of understanding the machlokas. But one can suggest that maybe the machlokas here is about the nature of makar patish. According to Shmuel, he said, "What are you doing here? You're making a kli." It's not that after. It's not. It's right. So Shmuel says, "Look, you're making the kli, and completing a malacha is gemar malacha, like the first mahalach we suggested. Completing a malacha is gemar malacha." And Rav says, "No." Rav says, "Look, here you're making it. Gemar malacha makapatish is right. Makapatish is not the completing of malacha, but it's after the completion of malacha. And therefore, Rav says it can't be." Makapatish is bona. So if you take the last stone, the last brick, and you put it into the wall, so we saw it's Machlokas Rishonim. Is that considered Makapatish, or is that no? That's too early. Makapatish is after that. So this might be the same issue here. You're making the kli, you're completing the kli. According to Shmuel, it's Makapatish. According to Rav, no, it's really just bona, because you haven't gotten to Makapatish. And the Reim actually says this explicitly in page Kuf Mem Beis. The Reim writes the following: Rav Amar Shmuel Mabona. Perush Mara Zos Shemekuseres Binyan Pichisaren Shufsa. This hoe, this shovel is missing the handle. Hilkach Ein Bo Yisr Makir Patish Sheena Nikra Makir Patish Eladavar Sheena Mechuser Binyan Shehakav Patish Hula Achar Gmar Binyan. So this is not Perush like those Rishonim that we mentioned earlier. It's a whole group of Rishonim. It's the Meiri. It's the Rabbeinu Chananel quoted in the Miuchas Doran, and it's the Reim now, who says that Malachas, Makapatish has to be afterwards. And therefore, says the Reim, Rav can't understand that it's Shu Makapatish, because here you're making it, it's not after the creation, it is the creation. Lomar Rabbi Shu Bona, Lomar Shu Yeshua Chiyu Bona, Medavar, Dahayin Sir Bekeh, okay, so then he says not even Bona, it's just that it's not Makapatish. It's not Makapatish. Right? He says, right? Makapatish is la'achar binyan, she'la'olam b'chisar binyan, lo tiyem lechaz makapatish. That's what the Rebbe says explicitly. So, again, one way of understanding this, and Shmuel, is their argument at this point. According to Shmuel, makapatish is the Gemara, and according to Rav, it's after the Gemara. And therefore, Rav says it can't be makapatish in this case of making the clip. The Minchas Chinuch holds Yechayv both. So he can say to Yechayv both. When Shmuel says Yechayv, he said Shmuel holds Makapatish, but it means Makapatish plus. Because he's willing to say it, you know, it's pretty amazing. He says, Kotzer, you know, you you're doing gozeis, but gozeis is also kotzer, and you're doing tilsa shama, and it's also, you know, everything is, so I think that's what he says. In other cases, there are discussions, you know, the Chosen Tav and Shmuel, they're also about a different case. The Gemara says, the Chosen Tav and Shmuel, if you make a hole in a lul shel tarnigolin, so you have this lul, you can't really use it so well because the tarnigolin can't breathe so well, let's say. So you want to make a little hole, a little window, so to let in air for the tarnigolin. So is that boner or is that makapaj? It's machlokas Rav and Shmuel. So again, it might be the same issue here. You're essentially finishing you're completing the building. So if you completed the building, it could be boner. Or no, it could be makapaj because completion is makapaj. That's the question, potentially. It's one way of understanding it. And the other machlokas in there that can be connected is an interesting case on the Ein Hey on the base. Tzar Tzura B'Kli Chayiv Shemaka Patish. If you make a, if you draw a picture on a Kli, it's Chayiv Shemaka Patish. So what's behind that? It's already a Kli, right? Yeah.
Regarding the whole chicken, isn't it more than talking about the machlokas of how you define a
Pesach? In that Gemara there, if it's a Hakni's Avir, that's what it means?
Yeah.
I think that's the Gemara. The Gemara also says, just speaks about rule. I'm not sure if there's another sugya that. I think there is another sugya that speaks about it. And Rashi says it's the Hakni, so it could be just as part of the issue. Also, there's a. But the Gemara here in Kufay just says. I was in the neck of the Lushal Tanagolim, Ravam Bone, Shwam Shumako Patish. That's all the verse is here. To me, there's a parallel sugya that speaks about. Yeah, it could be it's part of the issue also. It's just Misvara, it's I think Machlokas. There's another sugya of making a picture, you're drawing the picture on the Kli. So what's trapped there? You know, it's finished here. So the Gemara says Makapadish. So this is a good ride for the Neri. It's already, the Kli is already finished. If you hold like the Rishonim will hold that the Gemara itself is the Makapadish, so it could be the Matthias is different. It could be maybe that the you're not going to sell the Kli until you make the picture. Sometimes, you know, if you're a manufacturer, you're not going to sell a half-produced, you know, Kli. You want it to be totally finished. So maybe for you it's not really finished. Just because it's directly usable doesn't necessarily mean it's finished. There's a lot of sugyas here that have to be analyzed, but that's I think you sort of divide in terms of the cases. Another nafkamina, which I think is interesting, is the question of, let's assume you need Gmar Malacha. So do you need Gmar Malacha at all? Meaning, the first two understandings in the Rishonim are that Makapadish is either B'shas Gemar or after the Gemar. But according to the Rambam, Ibn Ezra's understanding the Rambam, it's not really connected to Gemar Malach at all. Right? And it's interesting, the Gemara says in Shabbos Kuzayin of Aleph that Hamafis Mursa B'Shabbos in Lassus L'Pechayev. You're bursting this the pimple. So, I mean, the Hoti Leich is Mutter if you want to get rid of the pus. But if it's Lassus Peg, it's hard to translate it, but apparently there's some type of medical benefits to create this opening, so you're chayes. So Rashi is 2 days, is the chiv shum bone or misakin mana. The Rambam says it's the Rambam perek yud halachi yizayin, so when the rise of an Ezel brings, is that it's melechas harofa. Why are you chayes? Because it's melechas harofa. And then the Ramach asks, because the Mishnah quotes the Ramach, he says, Tema mai makev pati shayach tzev, alo ein zeg gemar melocha. Right? It's not gemar melocha. How can it be makev pati if it's not gemar melocha? So the answer is obvious, that for the Rambam, you don't need Gemara Melech at all. Gemara Melech is just a type of Melech Zuman, which we don't really understand 100% why it's so, but every Gemara Melech is considered Melech Zuman. But the Melecha is a Melech Zuman. So you don't need Gemara Melech at all. But according to the other Rishonim, it's obvious that you need some type of Gemara Melech, either the after the Gemara or B'shas Gemara. Yeah, that's what he says. And that's the great Raya that the Ibn Ezra brings. The Rambam explains Shazohi Melechas HaRofa. What does that mean, Shazohi Melechas HaRofa? So what? So he says, no, Melechas HaRofa means it's a Melechas Uman, because if a doctor does it, it's considered a Chash of a Melechas Uman. Now, It's interesting though. Let's assume you need Gemar Malacha, right? Like the other Rishonim. So, another daf meaning, do you need the Sofa Gemar or even Tchilas Gemar be sufficient? So, it's interesting. The Meiri actually addresses this explicitly. The Meiri and Ein Hamer Beis speaks about that case I discussed before of Tzar Tzura. So, he writes like this. Hatzar B'Kli Tzura, you're making the picture on the Kli. The picture already, the Kli already is finished, now you're drawing the picture. Wrote to the Lama, Shunishna Makli, Vizeh Oso V'Tzura L'Na Oso, Holov Eina Kli Tzarif L'Klam Ha'izeh Hakav V'Patish, V'Losof Dovar B'Hashlam Tzura El'af Fat Chalasa. Says the Meiri, you don't have to, first of all, he says here explicitly that the case of Tzar Tzura is that the Kli is finished. So, Makavadish is done after the Kli is finished. And then he says, again, even if you just begin drawing a picture on a clay, if you have a mug, right, you go to, I'm not sure how to define this, but you go to Kadav Chomer. So the mug's finished. So I'm not sure if you find it as being finished because you can't really use it because until the glaze is put on it, you know, if you put coffee in it, it's going to ruin the... So let's assume it's already finished on some level. It's already usable and it's finished. Now you want to make a picture on it. So let's say you start the picture. So Meiri says, you're chayiv on starting it. Right? He says, shekol shu gmar malacha, eina gmar nasev hamachas levad, sh'af hakav pati shu makev v'chozer makev v'chein kasvua gedol infarshu. He says, this is a great right. He says, look, what's makev patish? Makev patish is, you know, the cleave finished, and now you want to straighten it out, you want to, like, you know, just make it more aesthetically pleasing. So, you don't hit one time, you might hit 10 times. So he says, you're not chayiv only in the last hit, you're chayiv on every single hit is a potential chayiv. So he says, Meiri, I have a riot, even Tchilas Gemar is enough. Now, this makes a lot of sense to Shitaso, because for him, it's a new stage. If you learn like the Rishonim will hold that the Gemar Malacha is the Hakav Patish, meaning it's Peshat Gemar Malacha Mamish, so you're building the wall, so the third to last brick isn't Makav Patish at all, it's bonus. The second to last brick is bonus. Only the Mamish last brick would be Makav Patish. So, Lechora, the Rishonim will hold that the Gemar itself is Makav Patish requires Sofa Gemar, because that's the whole point of Gemar. It's not a new stage, it's the Gemar. Gemar implies finishing, concluding. For the Meiri, since it's a new stage, he has the luxury of saying, Tchilas Gemar is also enough, and Yerchayiv on the Hakav Patish, even if it's not the very last Hakav, it's the second to last Hakav, etc. Obviously, according to the day, it says that it's Melachas Uman, so there's no need for Gemar at all. You don't need Tchil in itself, you can be in the Mamsa, and it's Melachas Arofa and Yerchayiv. Another example of this is the Nafkamina, which is one of the cases, is Menafeach Kli. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ein Hamer Beis, that if you are Menafeach Kli Zechuchi, Zechayi Vishumaka Patish. You're blowing the glass. So, if you hold it that the Malach is the Gemar, so then it makes a lot of sense. You're blowing glass. You ever see how they blow glass? They take the hot liquid, essentially, I think it's sand, it's like heated up. And they have like a pipe and they blow into it and they make the kli. It's very cool. But that's the asiyas hakli. That's the gemar. It's like at one point they're making and finishing. So the gemar is shechayiv shemakav patish. So if you hold this the gemar, then it's like the last brick. Fine, it's like the last brick. But the Meiri is stuck because the Meiri and the Ran and the Yireim hold that it's the shemakav patish is after the gemar. So what does the Ran say? The Ran on Gilal Aleph says like this. Nefech blu zechuchis tam shnia. He's already made the kli, and now you want to blow it again to smooth it out, you want to make it more round, etc. But if there's already a kli before the Nesicha Shnia. So that's a very big ukimta, but he has to say it, because otherwise it just doesn't make any sense, because it's the Asiyas kli, it's not after the Asiyas kli. If Makav Patish is Melechas Uman, so then what you have to say is that Nifuach Zechuchis is a Melech Zuman, which I think makes a lot of sense because, not everybody knows how to do it. Another example brought in the Gemara of Makav Patish is the Gemara on Shabbos and Chesam Aleph, Poseach Beis Tzavar. When they would buy or manufacture, clothing, sometimes it would be sewn. Today, like the suit pockets, they're sewn. So if you cut open the suit pocket, so that's Makav Patish. The Gemara says, Paseach Beis Tzavar B'Shabbos Chayiv. They had the Tzavar was like very fair tzitzit, so it kind of fits together, so it was like sewn, and then you would rip it before you wore it the first time. Just like today, they sell it, with the shirt has like some pins in it. So that's actually not a problem. But let's say it was actually sewed up, so you like rip it open for the very first time. They sell bottles of soda, right? You break it open. That's the issue. So that's the whole question. Is that similar to like a pot issue? So the Gemara says you're chayev if you're posey by the sefer. So what's the issue there? So Rashi says it's makav patish. So if you hold the makav patish is the completion of the malacha, then you'd say the same thing here. It's the completion of the malacha. But of course, the meiri, the ime, the ireim, and the Rabbeinu Chanan quote in the Ran, the makav patish is after the siyata malacha. So you're kind of stuck because in this case it seems that what you're doing is you're completing the kli, you're completing the beggar. So, you could deny the Matzias. You'd say, no. The Vega's already complete. It's just sewed shut. It's like, it's a question how you define the Matzias. The Tzavar is sewn shut. So, do you look at it as the Vega's already completed its new stage, or is it the completion? Pasha is the completion. So, really, one way of getting out of it is to say, no, we look at it as if it's complete, and now we just want to do a shlav after the Gemara. It's not so Pasha, but that's one of my house. Another Malach can say like the Rambam. The Rambam learns that whole Isser is one of Korea. The Rambam in Perek Yud Alecha Yud says a Korea could delete four states, spheres, etc. is Chayiv, and then a Pasek, Pasek, Tzavar, Bishav is Chayiv. The Rambam brings Halacha within the Dine Kriya. So many Achronim assume that the Rambam means that the Isser is one of Korea, not one of Makav Patish. So if you hold like that, then the whole question falls away.
Can we make a distinction perhaps that when something is made and it's the last. Meaning in the case of the soda bottle here, it's already made and they just want the consumer to
finish it off.
Yeah.
So you think, yes.
Well, the Uman itself actually doing it.
Right, so since it's ready for the consumer, some shot the consumer is finishing it off. The manufacturer finished it off. That was done as a. It's just a way of.
It's like the beginning of the use.
It's the beginning of the use, yeah. Okay, kind of. That's one way to formulate what I said a second ago. That the meter would say it's already finished. It's already finished, this is the beginning of use. The question is that really true? Meaning, I can see more with a soda bottle. Basically, sovereign, you can't put it on, or even a suit pocket. You can say you can wear the suit, but now if you want to use the pocket, so this is the beginning of the usage. The first time you use it, you cut it. But here, you can't even get the baguette on because the collar is sewn up, so it looks a little more that the baguette isn't complete. There's also a question: is it that they opened and they sewed it after, or that it was never opened at all? I mean, that could be totally on this question. Meaning, it was trapped. They made it and they opened it, and then they wanted to stay flat or it shouldn't get creased, so they sewed it up after.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's more of a spiral like you're saying that it's the beginning of usage. Or no, they never opened the milchal chila, so it was never really a beggar at all.
Well, even if it was made like that.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't made and sewed up, but that. Because that's considered when it's done in terms of being made. Like now it's sold already.
So since you can buy it, they don't finish it. Right. So the question is, do they or don't they? I mean, right. Today we usually assume that the manufacturer's going to do all the work. We then, you had a, you're connected, to the process. So again, there's two ways to learn the mirror. Either the mirror is saying, like you're saying, that we look at it as if it's finished and this is a new stage, or you can say it's Korea. The problem is the Meir himself doesn't say it's Korea. The Meir is also in Mark and Safkimel, and there he says the Farish is not going to pass it. So he can't really like the Rambam. It's not even clear if the Rambam holds like that. The Chaznish denies it. The Chaznish says the Rambam brought it in within a halacha of Korea because it's an action of Korea, but really the Chiyah is not going to pass it. So it's possible to try to use the Rambam, theoretically, to answer the question. Practically, it's not really going to work in the Meir himself. Obviously, if not going to pass it is the Melechas Uman, so you have to say that opening. The tzavar is either gemar malacha, which by definition is malacha zuman, or it's considered a malacha zuman. Another question, very important question, is the relationship between makav patish and boneh. Like the Mishnah in Shabbos Kufei speaks of makav patish and boneh v'chad amach, it's brought together. And Rishonim point this out. The Meiri, right at the beginning of the parak there, says that the parak begins, he gives you like a summary of what the parak talks about. He says the parak begins with Melechas HaBinyin V'Adomin Lo. Bona and things that are similar, namely Makav Patish. Similarly, the Tazyanta says that the reason Makav Patish is mixed in the Mishnah is because Makav Patish is Me'ein Melechas Bona. Similar to Melechas Bona. So, this question of whether Makav Patish is similar to Bona or not is totally in the Chakira. Again, if Makav Patish is the completion of the malacha, So certainly, when you're doing bona, the completion is magavadish. It's very, very similar. I mean, the question is, as we raised earlier, you know, we don't know exactly what malacha means. When they say gemar malacha, you know, any malacha, you know, it's hard to know. You know, obviously, when you do kotzer, we don't say it's kotzer and magavadish at the same time. So it's hard to know exactly how to put your finger on it. But at least it makes sense that there's a connection between bona, because it seems magavadish is somehow connected to creation. So bona is creation. So it's very similar. If we learned that Makav Hadish is a Malach Zuman, it has nothing to do with Bona. It's any Malach Zuman. You know, Mabit Mursa, it's Malach Atarofa, it's nothing to do with Bona at all. And likewise, with the coins of the Meiri, Lucharo says it's a Malach after the Gemar Malach, it's not necessarily connected to Bona. It's a Malach after, so it's like a separate stage, it's not necessarily connected to Bona. It's not entirely clear. So what we saw here was the basic Hakira, is Makav Hadish the Gemar Malach, is it after the Gemar Malach? Or is it Malachat Uman? We discussed some of the Nafminas that come out of this Chakir.